Hello everyone, Size Talk here, and here is a brand new episode. Hopefully all of you are doing well. Hello, how are you doing? I'm doing great. Fantastic day. It is the 19th. So today's subject is talking about why suddenly the internet has become, well, actually, let me start off is this is a theory I've been having recently, besides hearing all the news on how the internet has been and how things have been changing weirdly lately, especially when it comes down to this type of stuff. Now, the theory I have here is the internet has suddenly become more and more difficult for sex workers or those that make NSFW content or those that need ways to get payments for their content that they create, making it 12 times harder for them to make that type of money. And as you may have recently heard and probably have seen everywhere at this point, that the So the main subject of this entire podcast episode is we're talking about what is going on with the internet, why is it becoming difficult for more NSFW content creators and sex workers on the internet these days, especially during these times. Now, what I was continuing before is, if you haven't seen it recently, that OnlyFans has now just been, an article has been spread about saying OnlyFans to block sexual explicit videos starting October. Now, my thing is, why did you suddenly make this place to be safe for sex workers, and then suddenly, out of God knows where, you decide to go, hey, thank you for all your help in making our content and our website awesome right now, but bite me and please, all your content's being deleted, thanks. Well, not just deleted, just we don't want your sexually explicit content videos to be shown. Yeah. Now let me point this out here. There aren't that many safe places or havens for sexual workers or those who make NSFW content anywhere in the internet at this point. It used to be Tumblr. Tumblr was always cool about that type of stuff. NSFW or SFW, as long as you follow our guidelines, you're cool. Until one person decided to post a whole bunch of CP porn all over their website, and now they decided to change their minds while also being bought out by Verizon, which is now, you see, the SFW Tumblr website. Thus, we are fast forwarding till today, where now you can't even use PayPal to get some sort of ways to get money because you're a high risk buyer. So now you must go through a high risk buyer service. Now, from a past producer friend of mine, they did the exact same situation where Stripe is also against the whole high-risk buyer thing. And now you have to go pay $1,000 plus to start that service, including an extra who knows how much to make sure the service continues every other month. So you're spending over $1,500, probably for the beginning and then throughout the months. Not the thousand part, but the $500 or who knows how much, depending on the service provider you're going for. Now, there aren't that many places, seriously. There really aren't that many places for people to advertise or show off their content. That's why you see people swarming to Twitter. And, you know, there is one more place that I have been going to. I believe I've said it in the past podcast episodes. And that place was called Pillowfort.io, which is a place that's like a Tumblr fusion of Twitter and Tumblr together at the same time. But they allow NSFW content. You just got to make sure your account and your profile is made to only be for adults plus, 18 plus, you know, the usual thing, which no other social media website or any other website in that matter has ever thought about ever doing. It's like, you realize a lot of income and stuff does come from also porn. Well, not like a majority of it, but just like a significant amount. And content creators these days, since during the pandemic and they don't want to go anywhere or get the COVID themselves, this is one of the best ways to get some sort of income instead of going to a dead-end job or something that they're not going to be happy about doing without expressing their own type of creativity and content. They don't want to keep doing those repeated jobs that everybody gets bored at. They want to create their own content. If they feel happy about making sexually created content, then let them do it. Don't just, like, you know, make it difficult and more harder for people to even think about it. So if you haven't noticed that the internet has been slowly making it more and more difficult each time someone creates a website that involves this type of stuff, that now they have to make it more SFW than it is NSFW. it's just a wonderment that, you know, hey, Verizon, you have Tumblr, so can't you just make a NSFW Tumblr version of your website? Because I'm pretty sure that shouldn't be hard for a company that has a whole bunch of money. Followed by several other companies that have the same massive amount of money to make a so-called place for sex workers and people who make NSFW content, a place that's safe for them to show off what they do, to make sure they get some sort of income, to make sure a safe haven for those that need to make this type of content and it's their one and only job that they want to focus on, and make it their lives easier. But then again, that's what the internet is today. It just makes life either very easy, very quick, you get tons of money, people love your content, to one big company or one service that you join is suddenly saying, you know what, we want to get out of the pornography business, so we're going to go straight up SFW, but we don't care about you though. So I hope everybody out there that makes NSFW content or sexual type content, find a new place to go to, find many other services that could probably treat you better, or if OnlyFans is, or, you know, people are saying this may be a hoax, who knows, they may not be doing that, they may change their minds before October, but just in case, search up these places, Subscribestar Adult Version, someone else has told me about another website, if I can find it. Just for Fans. It's another website I did not know about. Apparently, this is the ultimate blogging platform and marketplace. So that's another place to look at if you want to check it out. There aren't that many places, folks. I know I've said that before, but it really is sad for the fact that there is very low amount of places to advertise your sexual type content or NSFW content. But thank you for listening and be safe out there.